We're in Simon Yedzayin. Mihem hachayavim betzitzis, three seifim. Hope we'll be able to finish it all today. Okay. So it's going to tell us who's chay. Let's start with Sif Aleph. There's a Gemara here, but it comes out of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. So we have two psukim. One pasuk is Uri Samoso, which is a miut. It comes to exclude something. On some level, you have to see the tzitzis. We have another pasuk, Asher Techasa Bo. Asher Techasa Bo is extra. Teach us that others are chayiv in tzitzis that would normally not be chayiv. So let's see. Afagad Dichsiv Uri Samoso, even though it says you have to see the tzitzis, Suma chayiv betzitzis. A Suma, a blind person, still chayiv in tzitzis, even though he can't see the tzitzis. Why? Nation is rabba, because he's included from the other pasuk, Asher Techasa Bo. Oh, so what do we do with Uri Samoso? Ukra Uri Samoso, Itzrich Lamaik Sus Laila. The pasuk of Uri Samoso comes to exclude the nighttime. So this is a very big discussion we're going to get to tomorrow. Bez Hashem, Big Machlokes Raman Rosh. So I don't want to go there right now, but it comes to exclude nighttime. Well, here it says Ksus Laila. Ksus Laila means pajamas, a beged, a nighttime beged. Now, why do we include the blind and exclude night? Why don't we do the opposite? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains from the Gemara in Sif Katan Beis. Vasvara no senes l'rabos k'susuma ulamai k'sus laila. This is logical. You should include the blind person and exclude nighttime. Why? Mishnah de k'susuma yeshna kol panim b'ri'ia etzel acherim. Because although the blind person can't see his own tzitzis, but others can see his tzitzis. But at night, ain't no beria, it's okay. No one can see the tzitzis. Okay, we'll see what nighttime means tomorrow. Let's just put that on hold. That is the theme of Simen Yud Ches. Oh, that's what he says. I lekam and Simen Yud Ches. Fine. Right. Siv Beis. Noshim va'avodim pturim mitnei shehi mitzisashay she'azman groma. Okay, women are potter from tzitzis because it's a mitzvah sase shehazman groma. This is a shita of Reb Shimon. It's a mitzvah sase shehazman groma. Why? Mishnah Berurah sif katan gimel. Da balayla lazman tzitzisu. Because nighttime is not the time for tzitzis, like we just saw from Uri Samoso. Whatever the pshat is tomorrow in Simen Yud Ches, in Uri Samoso, whether it really means night or it means pajamas, we'll discuss tomorrow. Regardless, it turns it into a mitzvah sase shehazman groma. V'chol mitzvah sase shehazman groma, nashim pturis mehem afilu midrabanan. Women are potter entirely, even midrabanan, from mitzvah sase shehazman groma. Where does that come from? Continuing Sif Katan Gimel, the huksha kol haTorah letefillin. The whole Torah is compared or connected to tefillin. Dichsiv b'hu, the pasuk says by tefillin, l'man tiyat Torah Hashem b'ficha. The tefillin is l'man tiyat Torah Hashem b'ficha. The Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. And therefore you see that the tefillin, the whole Torah is compared to tefillin. Torah Hashem is compared to tefillin. Ukumo dipturas mi tefillin. Just like women are potter from tefillin, they're potter from all mitzvah sishas man groma. Why are women potter from tefillin? Why is tefillin up? Mitzvah says she has man grama. We'll learn that when we get to tefillin. Maybe it's not shaykh at night, or maybe it's not shaykh on Shabbos. But why they put it from tefillin? We learn it all from tefillin, but how do we learn tefillin? The iskish of Talmud Torah. Tefillin is hukash connected to Talmud Torah. Dichziba vishinantam levanecha velo livnosecha. So women are not chayiv in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and just like they're not chayiv in Talmud Torah, they're not chayiv in tefillin. Just like they're not chayiv in tefillin, which is the mitzvah shehazman groma, they're potter from all mitzvah shehazman groma, except for the exceptions. Okay. And avodim, we know in Eved Kenayni, yalfina b'gzera shava la la mi'isha b'gzera shava. We have the word law by Eved Kenayni. We have the word law by a woman. The kol mitzvah she'isha p'tura gama Eved potter. As a general rule, avodim are chayiv in mitzvahs that a woman is chayiv in. So therefore, the Mechaber tells us that women and avodim, women are potter from mitzvah sase from tzitzis because the mitzvah sase shehazman groma. Hagah, note, says the Rama. Now the Rama here starts off with general mitzvah sase shehazman groma, and then he's gonna zero in on the tzitzis itself. Mikol makom imrotim la'atvul avarich alav harishus biyadon kamo b'shar mitzvah sase shehazman groma. So, I'll say like this. The Rama now says, in theory, just like a woman has the option to do other mitzvahs, she'ezman groma, she'nachayiv in sukkah, our wives in the sukkah, she'nachayiv take a lulav, most of our wives take a lulav. So too, they have the option to do mitzvah tzitzis, in theory. Then he's going to get into how they're not. And they can even make a bracha. So this is a big machlokes between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam says, when women are parted from a mitzvah, they can do the mitzvah, but they cannot make a bracha on it. And that's how the Mechaber paskins, and that's how Sephardi women are knowing. They may sit in the sukkah, shake a lula, but they won't make a bracha. Ashkenazim, annoying like she does toises, Rabbeinu Tam, that when a woman performs a mitzvah sase, she has man groma, even though she's potter, she has the option to do it, and she can also make a bracha on that mitzvah. So here the Rama tells us that in theory, tzitzis is like that as well. Mishabura sifkotan dalid ulavarichalav. The af mishaina mitzvah viyosa yeshla schar. Even though a woman's not obligated in these mitzvahs, she will get schar for shaking a lula, for sitting in a sukkah. The shayach lomar vitzivanu. So the brichas mitzvah is vitzivanu. So the Rambam says, right, they're commanded, they can't say vitzivanu, they can't make a bracha. But what do Ashkenazi women do? What does Rabbeinu Tam say? What does the Rambam say? So Mishmur explains, "V'shayech lomar v'tzivanu kemer sha'anoshim nitztavu gam heim yesh lahem schar." They also have schar because tzivanu is not I specifically Mrs. X, but we as the Jewish people are chayev and mitzvahs and commanded on sukkah, and therefore she can make this bracha.
Straight on that line. Wasn't it? What
about schar? What is the schar?
What is the importance of schar? I'm talking about whether mitzvah or not.
Well, they learn that Godel Misha Eina Mitzuvah V'yosa Misha Mitzuvah V'yosa. Godel Misha Mitzuvah V'yosa Misha Eina Mitzuvah V'yosa. It comes out from there somehow. I hear your question. So, in the Dirshu, they bring down Rav Nevenzel's Mishnah Berurah. They bring down the footnote from Shlomo Zalman, who says that, this to me was a very big chiddush, that a goy gets schar for keeping Jewish mitzvahs. Okay, there's certain mitzvahs specifically a goy perhaps is not allowed to do. Talmud Torah, Shabbos. But in general, if a goy does mitzvahs, he gets schar. That's what Rosh Hashanah says. But he can't say a bracha. Because he can't say vitzivanu at all. It's not shach to vitzivanu. So, you know, this sounds like a crazy case never comes up. But it does come up because if you go to Bali Tshuva Yeshiva today, there are many boys who are not Jewish. When they find out in Yeshiva that they're not Jewish. So Rav Nevenzel told me they can't say vitzivanu. I said, why not? It's a bracha batala. Why is a guy can't do a bracha batala? So he said, sheker. I said, no, guy is not, it's mitzvah and sheker. So he said to me, I don't know if he appreciated that question, he said, hem ritzim levarech, v'zeh migadef. Meaning, you're trying to make a bracha to Hashem, and you're saying a sheker, that's not a bracha to Hashem, that's the opposite. So I said, what about a Suffolk Jew? Which again, used to be, you know, an old riddle back in the day. And now it's Mamish Maisim B'chol Yom in the Bali Tshuva Yeshiva. The world's crazy. And the middle said, a Suffolk guy also is not allowed to make brachas. Which, that's not how they're knowing in certain Bali Tshuva Yeshivas. I don't know if they're knowing that way in any Bali Tshuva Yeshivas. But that's what Rav Nevenzel told me, based on this. So a lot of chidushim come out of here from Rosh Hashanah. Okay, you want to know this? What the schar has to do with anything? Okay, I don't know.
Oh, we're never always quoting Shlomo Zalman on both the way.
Yeah, I believe so. I don't know. You have it here, and you have it here. Admor Amar Shegoyim Akam Mitzvah Yesh Al Schar, which I thought was a tremendous chiddush. The Afal Pichin Lo Shaya Shomer Vitzivanu. Because then he gets into different types of brachos. I don't go there. Okay. Now, the Ramos singling in, up to now, is basically theoretical. And now he zeroes in on tzitzis. Women should not be mekai mitzvah tzitzis. Even though it's true that our women shake a lulav, and it's true that our women sit in the sukkah, and our women come to your shofar, but tzitzis is different. Now the Ramos continues. Ach mechzi ki yura. It's gaiva for a woman to put on tzitzis gaiva. V'lachein ein lohen lulvosh tzitzis. They should not put on tzitzis. Ho ve'eno chovas gavra. Tzitzis, even for a man, is not obligatory. What's obligatory is if you have a four-corner garment, you must put on tzitzis. There's no chiyuv to go buy a four-corner garment and put on tzitzis. And therefore, it's one notch lower. That's one of the reasons that they bring that Rosh Hashanah and says the whole discussion about women wearing tzitzis is not the women of the wall who are putting on a talis. He says that's beged ish, that's no shayla. We're talking about a four-cornered, woman's blouse. Is she chayuv in tzitzis? But that she should go take a man's garment and put it on, that's a separate problem. So here the Rama says it's a mechzi kiyura, and it's not a chovas gavra anyway, so they shouldn't do it.
But if she has a four-cornered baggage, she can wear it without...
No, that's this discussion. Meaning, Rosh Hashanah says like this. A man's beged we're not talking about. That's a sif in Yordaya called beged ish.
Right.
Now, a woman happens to have a four-cornered, like, a four-cornered
shawl,
something that covers their body. Okay? That's potter from tzitzis. Do they have the option to put on tzitzis? That's his discussion. So I'll answer your question like this. In theory, it should be like all the mitzvahs she has man grama, they would have the option to do it. Practically, the same Rama who said in theory they could do it says that they shouldn't do it. It looks like gaiva. There's no reason for them to do it, and they should not do it. And there's many other reasons for women not to do it in the door that we live in.
They shouldn't wear that garment.
No, no. They should wear the garment. Mishabur asif katan hey ain alchovas gaiva. But zem bataris lama varchos hanashim alulav do gan kim mitzvah shishas man grama. Now, it's interesting. It sounds like over here, Dafka, she shouldn't do it. If she does it, she shouldn't make a bracha. Even though I didn't see the Rama say that, Mefurish. He's coming to explain that. Over here, there's no chiv for anyone to go put on a four-corner garment. Shafil ish. Ain't allowed chiyuv da oraisa liknos talis bas dal knofos. And the im misatev, if he has a four-cornered garment that he's putting on, chay lasos botzitis. Mashen kein lulav, digabi ishu, chovas gavra, shu chovas haguf. And therefore, meaning a woman's like one step more removed, and therefore, there's absolutely positively no reason for her to do it whatsoever. And a lot of reasons dafka for her not to do it. Vida, the anan paskina gabi tzitzis chovas gavra v'lav chovas gavra v'tarvayu l'kula. So we hold that tzitzis is a chovas gavra and not a chovas gavra, and both of them are l'kula. And he's going to explain what he means. Chovas gavra l'kula l'muti chovas mana. There's an opinion that it's a chovas mana. That means you're not allowed to own a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. So as soon as you own the garment, you must put on tzitzis. We don't pass like that. Shekoz man she'en lo beish atalas, av v'sheish odal k'nofos, p'tur mitzitzis. There's no chiyuv to put tzitzis on the garment. The chiyuv is if you want to wear the garment and you're putting the garment on, then you have to have tzitzis on the garment. And lav chovas gavra she'enu chayv liknos lo talis. It's not a chiyuv. I have to shake a lulav out to sit in the sukkah. I have to put on a four-cornered garment. No, you don't. If you put on a four-cornered garment, you have to put tzitzis on it. So it says, "Lav chovas gav she'enu chayv liknos lo talis k'deishes chayv betzitzis." Rakim yeshu talis dal knovos v'lov show as chayv betzitzis ayin simin yud tes, which we will hopefully get to in 2 days' time. Okay, so in theory, it's a mitzvah sheshazma. It is a mitzvah sheshazman grama. Women are patur. And usually, generally, women have the option to perform mitzvah sheshazman grama, and Ashkenazi women will even make a bracha. But tzitzis, the Rama tells us, is an exception. She shouldn't do it, and we'll learn in a few weeks that tefillin is also an exception, and she shouldn't do that either. Okay, perish. Ein achay v'knoso talas k'dei sheshchay b'tzitzis v'lkom b'simin tes amar k'sheshu talas v'aber kavos v'lov show. The same thing that the Mishabura just explained, even though the Lashon here doesn't flow so smoothly, you're not chayev to go buy a four-cornered garment. You're chayev, if you have a four-cornered garment that you want to wear, you're chayev to put tzitzis on it. We go out of our way to do it, because every second is a fulfillment of a mitzvah aseh. But women are strongly discouraged and are not supposed to do that. Now what about a suffolk woman? So now the Mechaber continues, v'tumtum va'androgynous, who are suffolk women, chayav misuffolk. So they're chayev misafek. Now, should they go buy tzitzis? I don't know. But if they have a four-cornered garment, they're not allowed to put it on without tzitzis. Chayev misafek v'yisatfu below bracha. They should put it on without a bracha. This is the Shulchan Aruch L'shitasa, who says women are not allowed to make brachas on a mitzvah shehazman grama. So maybe this tumtum v'androgynous is a woman, and therefore he can't make a bracha. For Ashkenazim, there's no shaila, because even a woman is allowed to make a bracha on a mitzvah shehazman grama. Now he defines his terms. Perish tumtum lo noda im hu zachar or nekeva. So a tumtum, you don't know if it's a male or female because the organ is covered up. Androgynous yesho zachlus vinakvus. Androgynous has simanim of a male and female. So Mishabur Sif Katon Ches. So there's a big discussion in London is how to understand an androgynous. Mishabur Sif Katon Ches zachlus vinakvus. Who gam kein suffek zachar o nekeva. So an androgynous is a safek zachar and a keva. And maybe it's a man, or maybe it's a woman. Now we're going to see there's a third option. Do together suffix. He wants a paskin that way. There's a third option. The third option is it's a barrier b'fnei atzmo. It's its own independent, you know, like on the legal genders form. You go get your passport. It says M or F, male, female. There should be a third one. Barrier b'fnei atzmo. Androgynous. Okay, it's a barrier b'fnei atzmo. So he wants a paskin that it's a bona fide suffix male, suffix female. Therefore, they can't put on a four-cornered garment without tzitzis because they might be a male. According to the Mechaber, they can't make a bracha because it might be a female. According to the Ramah, they can, because even if they're a female, they can make a bracha.
But it's better that they shouldn't, according to the Ramah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what Ramah says about a woman. I don't know what the Ramah is going to say about an androgynous. I don't know what androgynous looks like. Hagah. So the Ramah says, according to many Ashkenaz, that women do make bracha the mitzvah shesman grama. So here they can even make a bracha, because here they're supposed to wear it. We can't discourage them from wearing it. Again, I don't know if an androgynous from the neck up looks like a male or looks like a female. Any lo yodeh. But regardless, they're chayiv, and there's no reason for them not to make a bracha once they're chayiv. According to Minig Ashkenaz. Siv Gimel, Katan Hayodeh Satev. A Katan who knows how to wrap himself in a talis. Oviv Tzorach Likach Lo Tzitzis Lachancho. A father should buy his son a pair of tzitzis to be mechanechim. Hagah V'davka, so this whole discussion, what age is the age of Chinuch for Mrs. Tzitzis, and what does he have to do in order to have reached that age? So the Mechaber talks about being Miss Atef. Hagav V'davka, says the Ramah, Kishyodea La'atov Shnei Tzitzios L'fanov U'shnayim La'acharav. He has to know how to put two in the front and two in the back, which I would think is a lot easier. Well, maybe not. I guess it depends if it's a Talis Gadol, Talis Katan. Okay, he has to know how to put two in the front and two in the back. And he has to be old enough to understand that you hold the tzitzis during Shas Kriyashma. Okay, different ages. So, what do we do, Lamaisa? So, look in the Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva always base. Tzitzis lechancho ayin berheitev. Mekosa be'al yirabashim sifrei yureim. Lahalbish lekotan. You guys with me? I'm in the Shari Tshuva ois base. Shari Tshuva ois base. I am Berhei Dave. Kosev El Yerushim Sefer Yireim. Lahalbish lekotan talis katan kisheyodeya lidaber. Once a child knows how to speak, you should buy him his first pair of tzitzis. Ulefachot mechuyav lahalbisho kisheyagia leben gimel shanim. At least from the age of 3, you should buy him tzitzis. I believe is our meaning. When the kid is 3, provided that he's toilet trained. That's what we do. In the Yeshua, I believe they bring down from Rav Yashiv, it says an interesting lashon. Even if he's going to get dirty, but no, it didn't say diaper. He's going to get dirty because he's playing in the sandbox in the mud all day.
Okay.
But it doesn't say if he's going to get dirty with a diaper. So basically, 3 years old, provided that he's toilet trained. That's my understanding, although the toilet train part is not brought down here. V'siman, ki adam eitz ha-sodek, mola eitzu gimel shanim orla. So there's a comparison between the first 3 years. The pasuk says Adam eitz hasada. Human beings are compared to trees. First 3 years, the tree is orla. Then you can take the fruit. First 3 years, you don't cut the hair. I don't know. He connects that somehow to the tzitzis also. V'chein la'gila ba'osiyos ha-torah. Age 3 is the time to get him used to aleph beis. Okay, and I believe that's what people do. Now,
3 years old means in his fourth year, like.
He turned three.
Like
meaning,
he's
right.
So he's starting there.
Right. Now, in Piskei Tshuvas, he brings down 3 different ages for the children in terms of the shear. So here the Mishabura says, Sifkata and Tess. Okay. Likachlo Tzitzis. Perish Likachlo Begeshel Arba Kanvos. Lahatzibot Tzitzis Kedei Lachan Chobem Mitzis. Ushir Talis Okaz Bim Gadon Sim Tess Zayin. Has to be able to cover Rosho, his Rosho, Virubo. We measure each kid according to how big the kid is. And if he's that big, that's the tzitzis you get him. Make a bracha with him. But if it's smaller than his rosh of a rubah, you don't make a bracha. And in Dershu, they bring down how you measure. You measure the kid from the beginning of his back, like from the bottom of the back to the top of his head. And you take a majority of that and make sure the tzitzis are that size. That's the length. And then width, he says, has to go around most of the kid's body, which is like his back and his sides. Although maybe he's talking about a talus gadol. I don't know. Talus gadol. He has both sides, so it's unlikely it's not going to cover. So in Pisgah Teshuvah, they go through three stages. They say, from 3 to 6, where the kid's really not yet chayev, there's no chinuch. Meaning, we put tzitzis on the 3-year-old, like the Shari Chuba just said, but the kid has not yet reached the age of chinuch. So, he wants to say there's no shir, and they all bring down that, in Dershu, bring down from the Gedolei Hador, he can make a bracha, even though it's a bracha of Atala, the beggar's mamish is nothing. Now, you can be mechanechim in brachos, that this is tzitzis, even though it's not the right shear, that's okay. That's until age 6, which is the beginning of chinuch. Now, there's a debate at what age does chinuch start in general and over here. So he wants to say until 6, there's no shear. Kid can make a bracha, is no problem. From 6 to 9, he says is debatable chinuch age, and he recommends a shear of a chatzi amah by a chatzi amah. And we had a discussion last week, what's an amah? Chazish, b'chayim noah. And then from 9, everyone agrees it's chayav in chinuch until bar mitzvah. He says 3/4 of an amma by 3/4 of an amma, and he recommends for an adult, from age 13, to have an amma by an amma. But we already saw last week that 3/4 by 3/4, the Mishnah Berurah says is okay for an adult also. And then of course there's the famous machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Chayam Noah. How big is that amma? How big is that 3/4 of an amma? Let's finish off on the next page over here. Sifkata. Let's just read Sifkata. Yud lechancha calls it dafka kishol higiadan yugimel. That's only if he didn't reach 13. I don't know why he needs to tell us this exactly. About me yugimel ve'elo chayim betzitzus kegadol. Once he's 13, he's chayim betzitzus kegadol. Maybe he needs to tell us even without the two saros. You assume that he's a bar mitzvah. Fine. Now uman shikasa bedrashas maharil beilchas nisuin. That even the big bochrim do not misatev betzitzis, they don't put on tzitzis until they get married. The samchul and akra, and they base it on a pasuk. The pasuk says dilim taseh lecha, one of the psukim that's mechayev us in tzitzis. The samichle, and then the pasuk says ki yigach ish isha. So there's a connection between tzitzis and getting married. So no tzitzis till you get married. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Hudover tamua." The Hachlo Yisa Ishi Yoshi Vubasa Mitzvah Tzitzis. He shouldn't be Mekai Mitzvah Tzitzis that gets married. That's ridiculous. Says the Mishnah Berurah. I don't understand so much the Mishnah Berurah. He's understanding you don't put on tzitzis at all. I think we understand that what that means is you don't cover your head with a talis until you get married. Ashkenazim don't. Well, I don't know about Yekis, but most Ashkenazim don't get a talis at all. We wear tzitzis, obviously. We wear talis katan. We don't wear talis gadol until we get married. And even if you're down for the amulet, we don't cover our head with the talis until a person gets married.
Maybe even that.
Yekis do, Sfardim do. But
maybe that even bothered him. That you're going to be mevatel from that bechina of when you're davening with the talis gadol. How could you do that from 13 to...
Well, what? No, because he says Yosheibu batel mitzvah tzitzis. The guy's wearing a talis cotton. He can't say Yosheibu batel mitzvah tzitzis.
Okay.
So, but I think that is the marker for minig Ashkenaz non yekis who don't put on a talis until there's a gemara like this in Gemara Kiddushin. Talks about someone wasn't wearing a he wasn't mutaf. The married people used to put a special thing on their head. I think it relates to this as well. Okay, so tomorrow we'll do Be'ez Hashem Simen Yud Ches.